Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the fullness of God. The place that we encounter the Trinity most directly is when we say the Creed, the Nicene Creed, every time we gather around God's table to receive bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ. It is a summary of faith. It grounds us. It gives us a place to stand. This morning, I want to give you my GPS sermon. Perhaps it will serve for giving directions on your journey. G is for gift. P is for promise, and S is for sacrifice. GPS. The gift. The gift of faith. The gift of tradition and history. When we say the Nicene Creed, we're going back to the year 325. We stand in a tradition that has been passed down through the generations. We don't have to invent faith for ourselves. From one generation to another, the faith has been passed. Think about the people that were in your life that touched you and through their witness or their caring and love made faith important to you. Important enough to bring you to this place on this particular Sunday to celebrate the Feast of Trinity. The gift of faith was passed to each one of us. And we have the opportunity to struggle with it, to grow in it, to ask our questions, to support one another in the life of the church. And then it will be time for us to pass it on. Who will that next generation of believers be? We received it, and we must pass it on. It's the great giant relay race through time and history. And when we say the Creed, it's a chance for us not only to feel grounded, but to remember that from 325, the faith has been passed down through the church, and we must pass it on. That's the gift, the promise. The promise that faith brings us is found in those final words in that account of Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus. The Son came into the world not to condemn the world, but so the world might be saved. That God's loving purpose throughout history and eternity is the salvation of the world, the salvation of us. That we're participants in the work of salvation. Now, we live in a world that's pretty crazy. A world where there's a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, a lot of darkness. And it's very hard often to be hopeful about it. So we, as people who seek to follow Jesus, need to gain strength for that journey. And the way we gain strength and focus and make the promise real is through the spiritual practices that we engage in, including being here on Sunday morning. It's a chance for us to expand our view of life and to gain a vision that will help us push back the forces of darkness. In the spiritual practices, though, and there are many, it's not just coming to church on Sunday morning, but to develop those practices of reading the Bible, of sharing it in small groups, is to spend time focusing ourselves in the love and purpose of God for salvation, the salvation of the world. To center ourselves in that. And it takes time and energy to do it. It doesn't just happen. That our faith is something to be developed. It's a spiritual training ground, and the practices make a difference. And when we spend time engaged in Bible reflection and prayer, in supporting each other, we begin to push the darkness back a little more. And I believe that that is the work of salvation. In the process of seeking to bring faith into the world, into our lives, and to push back the forces of darkness is as important a work as there is. So the gift, the promise, the sacrifice, the way we live our lives, the way we take our faith and push into the forces of darkness, leaning in, traveling light. It's really a stewardship issue, the decisions we make about how we're going to live our lives and who we're going to reach out to and how we're going to make our communities, all the different networks that we're part of, better. Because the point is that God made each one of us unique, special, different. Each one of us part of a unique network, each one of us with special gifts. And each one of us is called to make a difference, to bring the love of God to those networks. Remember, we follow Jesus, the one who gave and gave and never counted the cost and eventually gave his life away. He's a model. We're meant to live generously. And of course, the point is, when we live generously, even sacrificially, that's where the deep meaning is. As we give our lives away, we find that we're part of a much larger purpose in life than we ever imagined. And it becomes an incredible blessing. Now, the leaning in we need to do these days, and I think it's the most important mission that we have as Christian people, is to build bridges of understanding, is to reach out to communities and individuals who either seem disaffected or seem very different from the worldview that you and I might have. Because the number one challenge in our society right now is division and separation. And we really risk falling apart as a nation as we draw into separate kinds of camps. The mission of the church is the restoration of unity in the name of Christ. That doesn't mean that we have to make everybody a Christian. But that's our motivation for reaching out, for bringing the love of God to the world. The Christian faith is never about drawing the wagons in a circle and huddling up. It's about taking this gift that we have and sharing it broadly, giving it away. And it's especially important now in this time to reach out to people that we know think differently than we do, maybe different in our socioeconomic lives, politically. All those places where relationships need to be built. And the point is, each one of us is part of unique and special networks where we can make a difference. And that's important not only for building the kingdom of God, but it's important for the future of our country, for our neighborhoods, for our city, for future generations. We have a gift as a free people. Free to worship as we choose. But we need to invest our time our love, our energy, our talent, to building a society where people respect and appreciate and care about each other. And one of the places we can do that is around common areas of vulnerability, of pain, of struggle, because we're all in this thing together, this business of living. And so we come together this morning to celebrate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Soon in the life of St. Mary's Church, a new rector will come. David May should be here by late July, and a new chapter in the life of this community will begin. But remember to keep your spiritual GPS handy to guide you today, tomorrow, and into the future. It's a way of carrying God with you in your heart and into the world.